This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. You can always holler at me on Twitter or all the social medias at Dan Day Radio. Trust me, I'll make it worth your while. I'm going to make it worth your while to keep listening because on the way, the Joe Rose Show, talking to a guy who knows about the Louisville Cardinals and the Buffalo Bills. So it's kind of your 1-2 college punch for who's playing the Miami teams this coming weekend, Mr. Eric Wood. Then the Dan Le Batard Show will update the BCS rankings. You might be saying, huh? Trust me, it'll make sense. Then Hawk and Crowder getting ready for the big game tonight, plus Channing had an elective surgery. Ooh, elect to listen to these headlines, though. The Heat look to take a 2-0 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals tonight when they take on the Celtics at 7. The Marlins and the Red Sox played earlier today with the Red Sox prevailing. That means Boston took 2 of 3 from the series. In wake of the Big Ten announcing they will begin their football season in late October, the Pac-12 is expected to also soon announce they will start football at the end of October. Thursday night football will see two 0-1 teams face off. Cleveland will host Cincinnati beginning at 8:20. Miami plays Buffalo Sunday at 1 here on 560 The Joe. The Canes basketball team has landed a commitment from Ninsen Poplar. The 4-star 6'5 guard from Philadelphia is part of the 2021 class. Palm Beach County Public Schools can begin sports practice on Monday. No word on when Miami-Dade will start. The Islanders and Lightning face off tonight at 8, with the Lightning leading the Eastern Conference Finals 3-2. And now, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. An 89-year-old woman with dementia recently almost lost her home of over 50 years due to 6 cents owed in back taxes. Hey, debt is debt. Pay me my money. An Australian flight to nowhere, which promises to take off and land at the same airport on the same day, sold out in minutes. If I were a flight, this would be me. A vintage Miller Lite delivery truck in the shape of a giant six-pack is on sale in Missouri. Quick note, my birthday is January 6th. A study says robots could help the elderly with their mental health. Could robots really help, or do some people just not want to be bothered dealing with old people? Peruvian shaman recently held a ritual to predict who would win the U.S. presidential election. So, who did they predict? Split decision. Enlightening. Now on to weather. Tonight's forecast cloudy with temperatures around 80. This morning, I actually drank some Joe. Seriously, I drank a cup of coffee. A coffee machine miraculously worked here at the radio station. And then I turned on the Joe Rose Show and got a double dip of Joe. Joe Rose, Zach Krantz, Hollywood, talking to a guy who ironically went to the University of Louisville and now covers the Buffalo Bills. So he's got you covered when it comes to Miami versus Louisville and Miami versus Buffalo. Talking about, will the Bills win the AFC East? How much Josh Allen will be running this weekend? The Bills' strength? Also, Cardinals and Canes, he gives us that preview, and Louisville, they like to recruit South Florida.
Talk to Eric Wood, who's on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network, and like you said, ACC Network as well, from Louisville. Eric, good morning. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Eric, how you doing, man? How you holding up with the craziness of all these jobs and not traveling with the football team and everything else?
Man, I'm holding up all right. The biggest thing for me right now is New York State COVID rules mandates a 14-day quarantine. Our home's in Louisville, Kentucky now, so I'm actually just doing Bills postgame now, but I'm still traveling for ACC. This week I'm at Clemson. They got a barn burner against the Citadel, so we're prepping. We need to probably prep for NFL storylines, college storylines. Yeah. We're gonna be searching for everything.
The Dolphins just got physically beat up pretty good by the Patriots. I think the Bills by far have the most complete team going off last year and what they've added. But you still got to get through this mental thing of the Patriots and what they've been able to do to the Bills. You think they're ready? That they look and they go, damn it, this has got to be the year. How do you get over that? Because the Patriots got some holes in that team, even though you would have never known last week.
Yeah, I think this team is confident enough to take the division at this point. And I say that from an outsider looking in now. That's not from a locker room perspective. But, you know, they've been waiting for this moment. They've been building towards this. You know, for years the Bills were drafting athletic linebackers, Tremaine Edmund, Matt Milano, to combat those athletic tight ends for New England. And I think everyone in the division was, because everyone was looking up at New England for so long, and they still are. Until someone knocks them off the throne, they're still the AFC East champs, and they've been for so many years straight, besides the 1 year that Castle filled in for Brady. And so when you look at all that, the Bills have to knock them off this year, but I think this is the year that they get it done.
Well, Josh Allen has made a little bit of strides in becoming a better quarterback, throwing the ball, because we know he can run the ball. So he threw the ball 46 times last week, but also ran the ball for 57 yards, and you saw what happened to the Dolphin defense last week with a rushing, running quarterback. Do you expect this little copycat to work this week for Buffalo again, maybe have Josh Allen run the ball a bunch against the Dolphins?
You know, I think as the season goes on and as Josh develops in his career, they want him to start throwing the ball more, scramble less quarterback design runs. But, you know, at this point of his career, he's still young. He's in his third year. He's 250 pounds. Part of his strength is his ability to run the ball. So they're not going to completely shy away from it. Are they going to use him as a power back like they did in Carolina? Probably not, because they don't want what happened to Cam Newton and get really banged up, you know, 8-9 years into his career. But as you guys know, the NFL is a copycat league, and you always have to check and make sure, you know, they're going to check and make sure the Dolphins shirt up their quarterback run defense this week in practice.
Eric, what's the strength of the Bills right now? Because I really do think they're well-balanced. They got a lot of good players everywhere, but what would you say the strength of the team is?
Well, the strength of the team is the defense, and it was last year. They were third in the league statistically last year. They returned virtually everybody, the same scheme. They add a few pieces, especially some defensive line talent. They brought in Mario Addison, defensive end from Carolina. They brought in Jefferson, the D-tackle from Seattle, and then he didn't play last week, but Vernon Butler, the defensive tackle they added from Carolina, is excellent player as well. So, I mean, when you look at that, you know, the strength of the Bills is going to be their defense. If the offense, which was statistically in the mid-20s last year, I mean, if they could even get to the mid-teens, kind of be middle of the pack, you know, I think this is a team that could contend for the AFC championship.
Eric, you've been through the gauntlet of OTAs and off-season camps and then training camp and then preseason games. And then even then, there's still some sloppy play in the beginning of the season. Were you surprised last week around the entire NFL without all of that, there was actually some pretty good football, some really good football in some of these games?
Yeah, I was impressed by it. And I think everybody was getting ready, because it was probably on every broadcaster's, every color guy. Now I'm a color guy. I know this. I know it was on the tip of every one of their tongues to say, oh, look at all these pre-snap penalties.
Right.
Look at all these fumbles, because these guys haven't taken any contact through the preseason. And you know what? It was a pretty clean week one of football, and it probably goes to what the players have been saying for a while, to cut down on these preseason games. But when they could sell tickets for them, and, you know, it does make it a lot easier to evaluate talent when you get all those preseason games, and I get all that. But is there a happy medium somewhere? Probably. And I think we get to that at some point, you know, reducing the amount of preseason games. Maybe it's more joint practices, it's less preseason games, so you can actually evaluate talent against people in a different jersey. But I was really impressed with week one of NFL football. You know, I called the Louisville-Western Kentucky game last week, and I was in the stadium, and I'm not sure exactly what how they're doing it in the stadiums with no fans. But, you know, last week they had a DJ in Louisville Stadium that was keeping the volume during the game so there wasn't, you know, dead spots. And, you know, I think football in general right now, they're making it work.
All right, well, let's talk about your team, where you went to school, and now we got the Cardinals and Canes, Miami Hurricanes, Saturday night. What are your thoughts on what you saw from the Cardinals?
The Cardinals looked good in week one. They had some punting issues, so Western Kentucky had 21 points. 14 of them came from punts by Louisville that resulted in Western Kentucky getting the ball inside Louisville's 10-yard line twice. They scored on both those times, so it could have been a wider margin, but Louisville's offense is good again this year. They have some really, really talented players on offense, and Scott Satterfield is an offensive-minded head coach. Defensively, they were awful last year. The Hurricanes absolutely lit them up last year. That was their one truly lopsided game last year, was against the Hurricanes. And we'll see. You know, the Hurricanes add talent. Last year, I called a couple of Hurricanes games last year, and I was not that impressed with Dan Enos and his offense. They still lit up Louisville. So with Tariq King, weapons, a new offense, I know Louisville's going to have their hands full, but College game day game in Louisville, you know, limited fan, or sorry, in Miami, this game's in Louisville.
Yeah,
I keep mixing up my Bills and my Cardinals, but college game day game, it'll be an awesome deal for both programs that are trying to get back to where they were not too many years ago. Canes obviously have a lot stronger of a history than Louisville, but it wasn't that long ago that Louisville was competing for a playoff spot. Both these programs have a lot to gain Saturday night by putting their best foot forward.
Eric, I want to ask you, and I don't know if you're going to agree with this or not, but I'm down here and pretty involved in the high school football. Louisville, going back to Teddy Bridgewater, really opened up the gate to get a lot of South Florida kids, and it continues. And it really, I thought, changed the football, and especially skill position players. Do you agree with that, that that's really helped their program with their recruiting in South Florida, the success they've had?
Yeah, no doubt. And Lamar Jackson came from South Florida. Teddy Bridgewater came from South Florida. When I was playing at Louisville, we had a ton of kids from Florida, but a lot of them were from Duval County area, a little bit northern. Now Louisville's recruiting Miami tremendously well. Part of that was from Charlie Strong, who was coaching, who has tons of ties to South Florida. Part of that was Charlie Strong and Clint Hurd, who played for the Canes, going down there and recruiting. But Teddy Bridgewater was like the Pied Piper. When he was at a 7-on-7 All-American camp and they got to meet Teddy Bridgewater, there's a lot of guys that wanted to go play ball with him. He also played at Miami Northwestern, really strong program. They get Eli Rogers out of there, some other really talented players, John Miller out of there. So you get some guys that are playing on Sundays now. So you get a lot of talent from there. But it's amazing how those guys kind of recruit each other. I love Miami. Me and my wife love to vacation down there. But Louisville's a pretty special town, too. And when these kids that grew up in Miami, they get to come up here and they get to be around buddies and people that they grew up around and heard of, kind of switch culture a little bit. Like, they get a kick out of that. They enjoy it. And they've seen so many guys come here to Louisville, play early,
right,
leave as juniors, and go get paid. And that's a recipe for recruiting.
Eric, I just want to tell you, I have never in all my years ever seen what Teddy Bridgewater did when he decided he wasn't going to Miami and he picked all those guys up and took them with him. They didn't need to have a recruiting coordinator down here. Teddy just said,
right,
hey, they changed. We're changing coaches. I'm going with Charlie. Come on, let's go. He must have taken like 10 guys with him. Like, they're like, and they're all good players. They beat Florida. Like, they were like, okay, they're real now.
Yeah, that was a really talented team with Teddy Bridgewater, Devontae Parker, who you guys have down there now. That was a super talented team. Devontae Parker, a Louisville kid. I could have told you when he was in eighth grade that dude was going to be starting on Sundays or playing NBA basketball. Tremendous basketball player, too. When Teddy came up here, it was definite culture shift. I mean, I remember meeting Teddy Bridgewater when he was a freshman at U of L and just thinking, like, what an incredible kid this is. Then you get to meet his mom, who's just a phenomenal person.
Unbelievable.
And you see what Teddy's doing now in the NFL and the impact that he's making in communities from New Orleans to Miami. He's just phenomenal. And when you see all that and you get to meet them, then you say, oh, this is why everyone would come up. They'd go all the way up to Louisville to come play with Teddy Bridgewater.
Sure. Eric, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for your
Eric.
Time today.
You take care of yourself, man,
right,
for sure. Thank you, bud.
Yep, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Very intriguing matchups all wound up into Eric Wood. He's got a vested interest on the opposing teams. But, of course, we got our teams. MIA, baby, representing. Speaking of MIA, Dan Le Batard, they're going to be updating the BCS rankings next. It's the Best of the Joe Show. Back on the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, not to be confused with Dan Le Batard. You can hear his fine show here on 560 weekdays from 10 to noon, of course, Eastern time, and around the world at our website, WQAM.com. Right now, they are going to update the BCS standings. Are you saying BCS? That's kind of out of date.
Let's do the BCS rankings. This is Billy, Chris, and Stugatz. What do you need from me? Is there fanfare? Is there something to... I forgot how we do this segment.
I don't even know if we have imaging for the segment. Oh, we did. Very good. All we need from you is to scream out the numbers, okay?
But it's not in reverse orders the way you guys do it. How many numbers am I screaming out?
11. We've expanded. We have exciting news this year with the BCS. We've expanded from 6 playoff teams to 7 playoff teams. So we are at 7 right now. How about that, Dano?
Okay, so number one. We start with number one. The number one ranked team in the BCS rankings is...
And the number one team in this season's first week of the BCS rankings, the frontline workers, doctors, nurses, waiters, Uber drivers, caddies, and teachers have led the country in GTJDWWNITM, getting the job done when we needed it the most.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
We start out with just some straight pandering. Very good. Easy. Raise your hand to your ear. That will be undefeated and will end the season ranked number one, one would imagine.
Right now they're in the driver's seat, Dan, to make the 17 playoff.
Yep.
Thank you, Billy, for that elaboration that was even more fundamentally useless than everything you said before that. Number two, the number two ranked team in the BCS ranking.
The Memphis Tigers, Dan, 1-0, big win against Arkansas State. They lead the country, and we are very metric-oriented here at the BCS. Billy, Chris, and Stugatz, we love our metrics and stats. Memphis leads the country at DSOTT. Don't sleep on the Tigers.
So Clemson doesn't lead the okay, never mind.
Nope.
Number three, Chris, what is the third ranked team in the BCS rankings that are being unveiled right now?
Dan, number three, the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns went on the road, beat Iowa State. They are very strong in BWOTSSF. Which, of course, means best win of the season so far. Also, watch out for their HAEGOTRABARO. Has anyone else gone on the road and beaten a ranked opponent?
Okay. And it's just a question.
They're the only ones.
You can look it up, but it's just a question. You're just asking.
That's right.
Number four, the fourth-ranked team in the unveiled first-ever this season BCS rankings. Number four, Billy.
Dan, it's the Ohio State Buckeyes. They have a very strong WKTAG. We know they are good. Plus, YCLTGYDP. You can't lose the games. You don't play, Dan.
Right. Alabama's in the same position. Right?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. Not as strong as Ohio State.
Yeah. Evidently yes. not. Yeah. Yeah. Number five, the fifth-ranked BCS team.
The Clemson Tigers, Dan. 1-0, perhaps a little bit low here at number five. They lead the country in a bad metric. BSOTWKTD. Beat someone other than Wake Forest. The Deeks.
Number six, the sixth-ranked BCS team is...
BYU. 1-0, Dan. A strong performance week one. They're number one in the country in BTHHOON, which, of course, is they beat the holy hell out of Navy.
So how does this work? Do you guys feel the need to go, as soon as we start?
I think before you deliver the ranking, you have to say, you
okay.
know?
All right, so it's like a doctor, asking you to open your mouth so he can check your tonsils. He's asking you to, what are we on?
The enhances everything. This is the 17, this is important, Dan. This is the 17.
All right, 7 of 11, yes. Number 7, Stugatz, or who is doing number 7?
Billy's got number
7.
Billy,
what's number 7?
I'm going to handle 7, Dan, and this is a very important team because if the season ended today, this would be the last team in the expanded playoffs. So number seven, Notre Dame. Right now, Dan, they're 1-0, and they have a very strong WBMIIYBDIB. We'd be more impressed if you beat Duke in basketball, but also ALYBSWHOBJWTSTFBKTBT. At least you beat someone we've heard of, but just wait. There's still time for Brian Kelly to blow this.
Roy has put in the chat that the last 5 minutes of any basketball game probably deserves to be in the conversation.
So does this.
Longest 5 minutes.
I like the microwave. Anytime you're staring at the clock, that usually takes the longest.
Number eight. What is the eighth
so we have
team.
Arrived here, Dan, at the OLI, if you remember from last year, the outside looking in. Excuse me for a second. I get choked up every time we debut the OLI, the first outside looking in. Yeah. So at number eight, again, these are teams on the outside looking in. We have Army, the Cadets, Dan, 2-0. OTWTW, only team with two wins, and they lead the country in TYFYS. Thank you for your service.
Why did you make Army the Cadets? Did you just get
I don't know.
Caught up in the air and just not know?
I thought they were the Knights. I guess you can refer to them as Cadets.
Yeah, I have no idea why I did that. I think at one time they were the Cadets. I could be wrong.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that that was just a pivot and that you once thought that Alejandro Villanueva was once Alejandro Pena as well.
Yeah, a setup guy for the Braves. You're right. We are at number nine here, Dan. OLI, by the way.
Number nine, outside looking in. What do we have?
Side note, if you're microwaving something for more than 5 minutes, you don't want to be eating that anyways. Number nine, Dan, Oklahoma, 1-0. Great start out of the Big 12. You'd think they might be higher, but they lead the country in WKATLIITF, which of course means we know a terrible loss is in their future.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. Should you be microwaving anything for more than 5 minutes and then eating it? Number 10, what do we have here at number 10?
Dan, right now, number 10, it's the first team in the OLO. New this season, it's the outside looking out. Number 10 right now.
New wrinkle.
Is Miami. They're 1-0. They play Louisville this Saturday. They lead the country in LOWOBPTTQIRGBINSY. Looked okay week one, but people think their QB is really good. But I'm not sure yet. And Saturday, WW game, Dan. That's when we find out who's who.
Oh, okay, yeah. There's a who's who
it's
game.
A big one, yeah. Wow. I mean, the Canes could shoot up the rankings.
Congratulations,
here.
Mike. You seem very excited to be in this top 10.
We've lost this game every year for the last 16 years.
The who's who's game, yeah.
Oh, I'm super excited. I want to climb in the BCS. Yeah.
Number 11, the final of the... What a weird ranking. 11 teams. Okay, number 11.
This is the final team, Dan. Ah, the Florida Gators out of the SEC. They lead the country in TJSILATNSWIIYAMANW. There's just something I like about them. Not sure what it is yet. Ask me again next week. How about that?
There's just something, okay. Yes. And it turns out after our crack research staff looked it up, the Army Black Knights football team, previously known as the Army Cadet.
Stugatz was right.
Yes!
Holy Stugatz was right.
Congratulations to all the teams in the weird top 11 to start the season that Liz promises to change. I hope that segment gets shorter as it evolves.
Like it longer.
There's your BCS standings from the Dan Le Batard Show. Dan did not seem overjoyed, but then again, when does he? They seem to push his buttons a lot, and it's always a whole lot of fun. Speaking of fun, going to have some fun with Hawk and Crowder next, talking about tonight's big Heat game, not to mention Channing had a surgery. It's the Best of the Joe Show. The Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. Hola, I am Dan Day on a Thursday. Ooh, the weekend is getting closer. We've got plenty of sports to get ready for. But tonight, we need to be focused on the Heat-Celtics Game 2 Eastern Conference Finals. Hawk and Crowder, they're ready for the big game. Channing, especially after having an elective surgery yesterday, he'll explain that whole process. Oh, you can't turn away, though. It's going to be interesting, especially when Channing Crowder tells the story. And the overs and unders on tonight's Game 2.
Very big game tonight. Very big game tonight. I was talking to a Celtics fan on the phone today, and he was like, well, I don't want to say that it's a must win for Boston because it's only game two. I'm like, oh, go ahead and say it. It's a must win. Don't beat around the bush.
Oh, these 3-1 comebacks, this playoff series.
It's a very big game tonight. Crowder is back. We missed you yesterday. How are you feeling? How's your health?
I'm sterile. I know what question you're asking. Let's be honest. Yes, they cut the pipes. I can't make babies anymore, and I'm happy about it.
But they, you know, a bunch of people always text in when we're talked about your vasectomy. You've got like a month or what, 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, where like you're not devoid of baby making capabilities yet.
No, the rule is 20 ejaculations.
Gotcha.
I'll put it that way. Yes. So. What happens is they leave the testicles, it goes to the epididymis. The epididymis stores it, so you have to get all the storage out before you're sterile. Then they have you do 2 sperm count somethings, and then they tell you you're good to go.
Man, I had the under on ejaculation, so another loss for me. I was guessing 16 to 17. I cannot get a bet right lately. I don't know what's happening. I've taken you down with me.
After I saw how much we owe, I asked the doctor, just cut off one. Can I get half price?
Cut off my partner.
Just cut one today. We'll do the other one next year.
Oh, my goodness. I'm tempted to bet the Jimmy Butler over tonight, by the way, which we lost on game one. And Jimmy Butler was, I mean, he was a monster in exact spots where they needed him to be.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But he didn't light it up. I mean, they played, you know, four and a half quarters because they went to overtime and he didn't hit the over. He ended with, I think, 20 points. The over, I think, was 20 and a half or 21 and a half. I kind of feel like tonight, that's me. Did you guys hear that?
No, what's that?
Oh, okay. I just get that in my headphones. All right. Because I have email issues. Intercom email issues.
Was that me? That because I
no
just sent you
well
email,
it was so. Your yes it yeah. was you sending the email, but I heard the loud ding dong in my headphones, but you guys didn't hear that over the air.
Yeah, and you can't control that, because now I think I might have found a way to bug you during the show.
Well, yeah, I can just turn it off. I just happened to have it on, but I thought it went over the air. Now I'm stuck. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Jimmy. You know what we did talk about though? That was right. We said it. Goran or Jimmy's going over. We got to pick the right guy. Goran went crazy. Goran had 29.
Yep.
We picked the wrong guy. But
and like I said,
when they went to overtime, I thought we were gravy. They
we were 5 points away. Jimmy Butler was 5 points away in overtime and didn't hit it. But I kind of feel like tonight, because his over under, I think, is 19 and a half. Man, I kind of feel like I want to bet the Jimmy Butler over tonight. I'm a little nervous about the game. So, hey, here's what we have planned today. Cornbread Maxwell is going to join us for 15 minutes of heat. He's one of the Celtics broadcasters now and a friend of ours, and we love talking with Cornbread. I'm a little bit nervous. I watched a lot of ESPN today and listened to you know, all their pundits, and this one's going to be it was a tough one game one, so it wasn't like there was a blowout. Boston, you know, they didn't play poor.
No.
Game one, right? I mean, they're pretty evenly matched teams, which is why I'm a little nervous about tonight's Heat game.
We talked about it with that meme with Spider-Man pointing back at Spider-Man. These teams are very similar. Very. And we came out on top, but it went to overtime with it. This series is going to be amazing, and I hope the Heat end up doing what they did game one. But yes, this is a great game, but they're matched up perfectly. Kemba Walker goes off, we're in trouble, but he's terrible right now.
He's been terrible, man. So Heat are 2.5-point underdogs tonight. Thursday night football tonight, and you got Canes and Dolphins Saturday and Sunday. Man, we got a lot to cover today.
Let's go, Hawk and Crowder. Let's go, Heat. I'm not going to talk about Channing's surgery anymore because it makes me uncomfortable. We're going to be real comfortable tomorrow with Hawk and Crowder from 2 to 6 right here on 560 The Joe as they break down Game 2, what hopefully is a Heat win. Then we're going to get ready for Miami versus Louisville, and we get ready for Miami versus Buffalo. Oh, yeah, sports is here, and we are here to stay. Remember, you can download the podcast for this show or any of the shows by simply going to our website, WQAM.com, the radio.com app, or wherever you get your podcast for absolutely free. Tomorrow, it's Friday, and we are going to be feeling good on a feel-good Friday. Take care of yourself. Thanks for listening. I am Dan Day, and this is the Best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.